Steve Jobs fumble his company's platform model choices in the 1980s and then get them dramatically right in the 2010s. See chapters 2 and 7. How do some companies solve the challenge of attracting producers and consumers to a new platform simultaneously while others fail miserably? Why is free pricing sometimes a brilliant business move and sometimes a fatal error? See chapters 5 and 6. Why do competitive markets flourish in some platform arenas while in others winner-take-all markets dominated by a single platform swiftly emerge? See chapter 10. As platforms grow, they are subject to abuse. Customers shopping on eBay can be defrauded. Women seeking dates on Match.com can be assaulted. Homes rented on Airbnb can be ransacked. Who should pay the price, and how should platform users be protected? See chapters 8 and 11. In answering questions like these, we've sought to create a practical guide to the new economy that is reshaping the world in which we all live, work, and play. Platform Revolution is an outgrowth of three careers that have been spent immersed in studying and unraveling the mysteries of the platform model. Two of the authors, Jeff Parker and Marshall Van Alstyne, became interested in the emerging network economy during the dot-com boom of 1997 to 2000, when both were PhD students at MIT. Those were heady times. The NASDAQ stock index spiked by more than 80% as venture capitalists poured investment money into startups boasting cool new technologies and names featuring the prefix E or the suffix com. With traditional metrics of business success seemingly rendered obsolete, several companies launched hugely successful initial public offerings, IPOs, without ever having made a dime in profit. Students and faculty alike were dropping out of school to launch fledgling technology businesses. Inevitably, the market came crashing down. Beginning in March 2000, trillions of dollars worth of paper valuations vanished in a matter of months. Yet amid the rubble, certain companies survived. While Webvan and Pets.com disappeared, Amazon and eBay survived and thrived. Steve Jobs, who had lost Apple to mistakes he made earlier, recovered, returned to Apple, and built it into a juggernaut. Eventually, the online world emerged from the depths of the 2000 downturn to become stronger than ever. Why were some internet-based businesses successful while others were not? Were the differences a matter of random luck, or were deeper design principles at work? What are the rules of the new economics of networks? Jeff and Marshall set about trying to answer these questions. It turned out to be a harder challenge than they expected. They ended up having to develop a new economic theory of two-sided networks. Their Harvard Business Review article, Strategies for Two-Sided Markets, co-authored with Harvard professor Thomas R. Eisenman, laid out what became one of the most widely taught theories of internet business, one that is still taught in MBA programs around the world. Along with the work of other scholars, Jeff's and Marshall's insights helped to reshape mainstream thinking about business regulation. Later, at the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy, they furthered their work with such firms as AT&T, Dun & Bradstreet, Cisco, IBM, Intel, Jawbone, Microsoft, Salesforce, SAP, Thomson Reuters, and many others. The third author of this book, Sangeet Chowdhury, was a high school student during the dot-com boom of the 1990s, but he was already fascinated by the immense power of the internet, particularly its power to create business models capable of rapid, scalable growth. Later, while working as the head of innovation and new ventures at Yahoo and Intuit, Sangeet started digging deeper into the factors that spell success or failure for internet startups. His research on business model failure, coupled with his conversations with venture capitalists and entrepreneurs, helped him identify the increasing importance of a new and massively scalable business model, the platform. In 2012, Sangeet started focusing on platform businesses full-time. His premise, as the world becomes increasingly networked, businesses that do a better job of harnessing the power of platform networks will win. Sangeet has offered guidance on platform strategy to a wide range of companies around the world, ranging from startups to Fortune 100 firms, and his popular blog, platformed.info, has been featured on leading media globally. In the spring of 2013, Marshall and Jeff came across Sangeet's work, and we immediately realized the value of a collaboration. Our partnership coalesced in the summer of 2013 when we met for 3 weeks at MIT to work together on building a cohesive view of platform dynamics. Since then,